Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Working Title. It's your favorite time of the week. It's Thursdays at 3. It's Danny Gold here, and with me as always is my lovely co-host.
Cleo, hello, hi. I know,
I always throw it to you, and then I never give you a...
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great. So, I've been waiting to tell you this literally since you walked in the door, because it pertains to our show. So, I was straight up talking to my mother earlier today.
Okay.
And you won't believe what she said.
You were straight up talking to your mom.
Yeah. So, I'm talking to her, and she basically... I was talking about something my little brother said.
Yeah.
And like, it was a gullible thing. Like, I was just like, can you believe he believed this? And she goes, yeah, if he believed that, I have a bridge to sell him. And I literally went... You just said that. I was like, I've never heard that expression before. She goes, Danny, that was your grandfather's favorite expression.
What?
Yeah. He was from Brooklyn. And so
it
was
amazing.
Yeah, apparently my grandfather, Stanley, loved the expression and saying to people like, hey, if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you.
Wow.
I know. So I've been waiting to tell you that for like the last like hours.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. How funny is that?
Thank you for waiting so long for me to finish my freaking write-up to tell me. Oh, wow, literally the first account ever of anybody I know.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like my mom said it. She's like, I love that expression. It's like, you know, you're so gullible.
I thought you were going to be like, yeah, you're my little brother and all his friends are like huge fans of our show. Like they love our show so much. They watch it all the time.
Or
they listen to it all the time.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. But I'm excited for... I have no idea what you're going to talk about today. But I'm excited. I'm always excited to record the show. But yeah, we got some songs starting us up that you picked, I think, right?
Yes, yeah. We have the first one? Quite a bit of CanCon.
I love it.
God bless Calvin. But yeah, the first one is My Smoker's Cough is Subtle, But My Love is a Castle by Booster Fawn, which is a Montreal band, and I've seen their posters everywhere in the plateau. It's like a flower cover art thing.
Cool. I think I saw it when I was getting the song. Yeah. No, it looks dope.
So yeah, they were really cool. I was like happy to actually figure out the name, because I feel like I'd try and write those things down and then never remember them. And they're just lost in my notes app.
It's actually funny. My friend Eric got a really smart idea, and what he started doing is he made a Spotify playlist that's like whenever somebody sends him a song, he just throws it in his it's like his own listen later playlist, which is actually
super smart.
A super smart idea.
Yeah, very organized.
Yeah. But before we get back to some more talking, we're going to hit you with that first song, My Smoker's Cough is Subtle, But My Love is a Castle by Booster Fawn, and then we'll be right back with some more Working Title, guys.
But my my love is a castle. My smoker's cough is oh so subtle, but my love is an everlasting, everlasting, everlasting castle. Let's go, let's go where snow just grows on trees. Please be mine for all of time. Be the wooden barrel and I will be the wine.
Welcome back, everyone. That was just oh my god, this is the longest song.
I know. Ever.
My smoker's cough is subtle, but my love is a castle by Booster Fawn. No, actually, my ska, because of how long that name is, yeah. I for my ska pick,
you
I
picked
actually
a really long
picked
one.
A really long one.
Nice. I love a good long song title. I think it's just pretentious enough, but like I support you.
Yeah, no,
it's like great.
It's like this song that I picked. I really like it. I can never remember the mm-hmm. whole title off the top of my head because it's so long.
You're just like, it's that one.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The really long
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
Also, before we neglect to mention it, it snowed today.
Oh,
and we
my
didn't
God.
Talk about the
we
weather.
We didn't talk about the weather. You're right. We
always gotta talk about the weather.
It did snow today. Oh my God.
Amazing. I'm super pumped. I'm ready. I'm ready for hibernation. You're not ready. You're a California boy. You can't handle the cold.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. I'm just going to have to get my scarf out and, you know, my toque.
Yeah.
And I'll stop complaining.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's the topic?
So today we are talking about the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum art heist. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No. Okay. So there is a Netflix show on it.
Yeah. Okay.
I got through a few episodes, didn't finish it, to be frank.
Cool.
But it was really interesting. So it's like one of the biggest, I think it is the biggest or one of the biggest art heists in the world.
Awesome.
But it's very like peculiar how it happened. And
okay.
I think, although there was kind of one conclusion of like what the FBI was like, this maybe could have happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's very set in stone. I think it's kind
like
of
like it's
still,
very open. Yeah.
Yeah. Like open ended.
Cool. I love that.
So, March 18th, 1990, 13 works of art were stolen from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. It is in Boston.
Okay.
Cool. So guards admitted two men posing as police officers and responding to a disturbance call.
Okay.
And they tied them up. They, you know, looted the museum over the next hour. In total,
okay,
the like time that they were stealing was around 81 minutes, I think.
Okay.
It was not a very long heist and they stole quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's
so interesting.
So yeah, it says that the case is unsolved, no arrests have been made, and no works have been recovered.
Oh wow.
And
like they never even popped up like years. I guess you're right. If you have stolen art, you have to be like a super villain.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like you can't like just display it. Right?
Art, like you have to have like they're giant paintings.
I know, exactly.
Like you have to have somewhere to unload
like,
the piece
like,
of art.
Fence.
Like,
but it's like who's the buyer?
Exactly. Like, well, that's the thing.
Like, that's crazy.
Because it's like
ridiculously
high. Like it was originally valued at around $500 million, and I think 2,000.
Oh my god.
So it's like a ton of.
Yeah, so it's definitely gone up from then.
Yeah, ton of money. But yeah, I'll explain the rest when we get back. But up next we have Provincial Wake by Spectres.
Oh, perfect.
And they're also Canadian. I can't remember where they're from, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll let you know after the break.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then we'll hit you with an ad break after that song. So don't hit that dial now. Stay right here on Working Title. We'll be right back.
dream, drugstore.